Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers and men and women behind the big rigs out there, as well as our bulk mail carriers, the U.S. Post Office guys going from bulk mail center to the post offices so we get our mail. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel so you got gas to get back and forth to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, on the telephone line, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, why? Now, you and I talked about this last week. I think we talked about it on Friday, and I know we talked about it again on Saturday. It is illegal for these supporters or these protesters to be out on the street in front of a judge's house trying to change the result of a decision that hasn't been made yet. Under any circumstance, it's a violation of federal law. Why the hell is it not being enforced?
That's a rhetorical question, right?
I want to know. I want to know your opinion. Why aren't they enforcing this?
Well, I mean, you have to have, you know, a system that enforces law. We don't have laws being enforced pretty much across the country. You know, I would say, where's the Department of Justice?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've really got two states involved here, because some live in Maryland, some live in Virginia.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, you know, who's going to do it?
Well, I guess we need to have a new Congress, and we need to elect people that will enforce the laws that they swear to uphold.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do for openers, I do believe. But my point is that what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, if you think you're just going to hop out onto a street, depending on where you're at, this wouldn't happen in small-town America. I'll bet the farm on that. This wouldn't happen in small-town America. They would lock you up.
Well, look, you know, there's a fine line between, you know, I don't even think there's anything anymore as disturbing the peace, but, you know, you've got peaceful protests. But, you know, a peaceful protest we have seen can go sideways pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now what we do is we throw a lot of money at it by putting out more police, more security. But this White House was encouraging this.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say this is against the law. They didn't bother to go that direction. They're good with this, so there you are.
Okay, so we have three people die, one person in critical condition in Miami, flown to the hospital there, at the Sandals in the Bahamas, and they're saying that it might have been fish they ate?
Yeah. Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Well, what do we do now, Coach?
These people apparently did complain the night before of not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that means, but anyway, that's where we are.
Okay. And, of course, folks, if you haven't heard, yesterday Jill Barden apparently at some time during the day or Saturday for all we know, went over to Ukraine, visited with the First Lady, Zelensky's wife, and had a nice little tea chat and this, that, and the other, and that was lovely. But then right behind her, here comes Justin Trudeau from Canada. So they were very busy in the Ukraine over the weekend.
Yeah, and our own State Department has said that they're going to turn the lights back on and our diplomats are going back. So
yes, ma'am.
I don't know.
Today.
I don't know if that's... Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got it right here. It's today they're supposed to be going back. Now, they're not going back with it. The ambassador's not going in just yet, but the... let's see, what is it here? It says embassy crew is going in to open things up. The ambassador will be following shortly. So
yep.
I don't know exactly what that means. Now, let's see here. Yep, I got enough time to do this. Ted Cruz says that a SCOTUS law clerk probably leaked the draft opinion that is tossing and roll around in the news cycles.
You think, all right.
You think that that's the way it went down?
I think he's kind of stated the obvious. I mean, we pretty much kind of knew that. But he is someone that has been a clerk, and he has argued before the court. Each judge has four clerks.
Mm-hmm.
So, quite frankly, I think it's they already know who it is, to be honest with you. I mean, you got two ways to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly by asking Politico, but I think they already know.
I would not want to be that individual. Hold the farm there. Hold the thought. I would not want to be that individual because they are going to throw the book at him or her, whoever it might be. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, they offer coverage for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that too. But here's where you really save the money. If you were to bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together, you'll save a bunch of money. And I mean, you'll save a bunch of money on your car insurance. It's just that simple. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can find out where your local agent is that way. If you can't find them in the phone book, you'll find them there on the Internet. Or you can get a price right there on the Internet from Geico.com and get it all started that way. But at any rate, GEICO.com is a website to go to. All right, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and thank you very much for being around.
All right.
We had a question from, and I know I'm going to butcher her name. Let me get it over here again. I believe it's pronounced Viana, V-I-A-N-A, and she lives up in Sumter County in Webster, which is the, I think that's where they had the big flea market, isn't it? Anyway. Anyway, she's asking about the wall in Poland. She says, Captain, did you hear that Poland was building a wall with Belarus and it's supposedly almost done? Do you have any any information about it? Well, I don't, but I think you do.
Well, It actually started in January, at least, and it's supposed to be finished in June at a cost of about $400 million. And this is actually to prevent asylum seekers from entering the country, and they got a bunch of them. And it's not just entering the country of Poland, but it's getting access into Europe. Mm-hmm. So this is a kind of a refugee situation, but Syria, Iraq, Kurdistan, Afghanistan were a lot of what is happening here. Now, some people are fighting back because they're saying it's going through the forest and, you know, they're having to remove some trees and whatnot. Well, of course, you're going to get all that. But anyway, in some cases, demarcation line, the wall, will be as high as 18 feet. I don't think it's particularly high, but anyway. Some of it, it's got the triple rows of concertina wire.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have some high-tech stuff. It'll be a variation of materials. There is some demarcation there now. But it's really kind of a help to a militarized zone, especially now because Belarus has become a client state of Russia.
Yes.
So, anyway, you've got a whole bunch of NGOs that have asked to stop building it. But it's about to be 115 miles long, or it is 115 miles long.
Hmm.
So it's had a lot of criticism, but they're continuing with it, and it's supposed to be finished in June. So I hope that helps answer some of the questions.
Okay. Now, the Group of Seven, the G7 leaders, said in a joint statement that they will reinforce Russia's economic isolation and elevate a campaign against Russian elites who support President Vladimir Putin. Now, they did this after a virtual meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The leaders said that they would cut off key services on which Russia depends, reinforcing the isolation of Russia across all sectors of its economy. Just exactly what are they cutting off besides their gas and oil purchases?
Well, I mean, there's, doing any kind of business with Russia, and any of their proxies.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is pretty much the basis of that, but it's also people mm-hmm. and Russian assets wherever they are. So the United States has also put sanctions on three Russian television stations, so Americans can no longer, air quote, watch them. And then I think that there are also some Russian software, cyber operations, companies, I should say that, that I think that will necessarily get sanctioned too. So, yeah.
Now,
I'm not putting far weight in any of that, to be honest with you.
Now, Josh Hammer, who's Newsweek's opinion editor and counsel for the Internet Accountability Project, said during a panel discussion held by the Heritage Foundation that in countering big tech's expansive control, conservatives should use power against woke companies the same way that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did against Disney.
The Supreme Court has ruled, and this is kind of interesting, but the Supreme Court ruled several years ago that corporations were an entity and could necessarily, I guess, be treated as a person or an entity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's truth to that, because especially larger companies are represented by stockholders, along with the board of directors, and obviously those are all people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think it's prudent that corporations, and this has always been a kind of a sticky situation, corporations need to be inert. They need to be neutral. And it kind of came up years and years and years ago with donations that corporations make. You know, are they donating to one charity and not to another? And, you know, are they doing this and that? And so a lot of them got themselves into big trouble there. But you're going to have, if we look at what Facebook has donated, Google has donated, and Amazon, Coca-Cola, you know, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Twitter, even Heinz, Nike, you can go right down the line, Under Armour. You know, they're really getting called out here. I would say that they ought to just kind of stick to community things and leave it at that. You know, if you got a baseball team or a football team and you got a Coca-Cola office, then I think they ought to just kind of let it go down to the community effort if they want to make donations and not these big, huge things. Like, how many of them donated to Black Lives Matter, which then again, obviously, you know, caused an awful lot of destruction across the country. So, this is a warning to them, and rightly so.
Now, what's going on in California between Nancy Pelosi and her nephew? Is that her nephew, Gavin Newsom?
Yep.
They got a little rift going on here politically. What is this all about?
I'm not sure I know. I just saw the headlines. It has to do, I guess, with this whole abortion fight. She didn't appear to appreciate the fact that, I don't know, Governor Newsom, over the weekend, he was at, you know, some kind of event, and she got her nose out of joint, so I don't know.
Now, Wednesday, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer is bringing the abortion bill for a vote in the Senate.
Yeah.
I
think it's going to be the same text.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it before and it failed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd really like to know, what does this change?
Good question.
Nothing's happened yet. We don't have a final opinion. So what's changed?
Nothing. All right. Bye. I will talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend. You have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she does, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine is bracing for more assaults from Russia as dozens are feared dead following an attack on a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. This as President Biden is urging Congress to approve $33 billion in aid to Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weighs in.
I think we will be able to do it as quickly as possible. We have great bipartisanship in terms of our support for the fight for democracy that the people of Ukraine are making.
The California Democrat recently led a congressional delegation of Democrats only to Ukraine. Wildfires continue in New Mexico as firefighters are having to deal with strong winds as they battle six fires. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Thank you, all United States veterans.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. This portion, the military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two campuses where they can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. They're going to tell you all about what they do first, and then I'll tell you where they're at and what we can do for you to help you get there.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've been working with the National Aviation Academy. They've been a sponsor here on the program, and they've sponsored the Military and Veterans News segment for going on about 5 years right now. And I want to tell you that the thing that I really like about them is they really take an interest in the students. Now, some of the students are military veterans. Some of them may have just gotten out of the military, and some of them may have been out of the military a while. But, of course, they always try to do their very best to help them and do what needs to be done. Same thing with the civilian students. Doesn't matter. You'll get the same equal and fair treatment.
As long as you're equal and fair with them, they'll be equal and fair with you. How's that? How's that? There's a change for you when it comes to a school. But here's the deal, okay? In 14 short months, and it doesn't take that long, National Aviation Academy, one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa on this side. They're in Clearwater on the other side. Or Concord, Massachusetts. That's where the other one is, okay? Either place that you're at, up there in Massachusetts or down here in Florida, 14 short months gets you through the program, and you're well on your way. You get your certification. 90% of the people, when they graduate, have already got a job in their hand. You don't need to worry about that. Just as long as you do do well with your tests and your scoring and pay attention, you'll be fine. And you'll be off to a tremendous career. And I do mean tremendous career. Now, you can give them a call, because here's what I'd like to suggest everybody does. Don't just take a look at what's in the book and you go, yeah, I like the website, and yeah, it looks really good. And, oh, boy, I think I'm going to go here. Why don't you take the tour, ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, or both if you want to. The phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Call them up, tell them you heard me talking about them, and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So there you go. You'll either be down here in the Tampa Bay area, or you'll be up there in Boston, whichever one you choose to go to. It's your choice. After all, this is a tremendous career that you're going to be entering into, and you're going to find out. You're going to find out that you should have done this a while ago, some of you that took jobs elsewhere, because this is not going to be, you're not going to have a job that's not going to pay you decent money. I'll tell you that right now. You're going to get paid very well. Okay, well, here we go again. The Pentagon denies providing specific targeting information in sinking of the Russian warship, the Pride of the Black Sea, the Moskva. I guess it's Moskva is the way you say that. Moskva. M-O-S-K-V-A. I keep wanting to add an O in there. Now, retired Admiral John Kirby, who happens to be the Pentagon press secretary, denied that the U.S. gave the Ukrainian military specific targeting information that allowed them to sink the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet back in April. He said, and I quote, "We did not provide Ukraine with specific targeting information for the Moskva. We were not involved in the Ukrainian decision to strike the ship or in the operation they carried out." Well, you don't suppose the land-to-ship missile they used had anything to do with us, do you? I'm just saying. Now, folks, the VA, and I don't need to repeat this for you veterans, but I will anyway. The VA has done some really stupid things. Really stupid things. And they've done it again. We just found out about it. Thousands, and I mean thousands, of smartphones were purchased by the VA and they went unused. What are they thinking over there? My God. Now, maybe they'll give the phones to the battered woman's shelter or something like that. Maybe that's what they'll do. But thousands of smartphones, not the cheap ones, the smartphones, were purchased by the VA and they went unused. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. It just absolutely blows your mind when you hear about this kind of stuff. And you got veterans that are fighting every day to get their benefits, or they're fighting to try to get something raised in terms of their disability because they've gotten worse, say, because of Agent Orange? Unreal. By the way, the Navy's plan for repairing morale and bringing the crew back up to ship shape, where a number of sailors have been killing themselves, includes team-building exercises like a video game competition, recreation, or just moving sailors off the ship and giving them a little R&R somewhere other than being on the ship. Will that work? Well, can't hurt. Moved them out of where they're at. Some of the quarters, some of these ships are not all that great, which is unusual. You would think in a modern-day Navy, even if it's an older ship, that they'd have decent spots to be, the crew, the enlisted folks. But apparently that's not the case. By the way, the first LCS vessel has been deployed to European waters with the 6th Fleet. Now, the deployment is years in the making. After the Navy intended to push an LCS into the 6th Fleet in 2020, but was hindered by a class-wide technical flaw that emerged. Well, now they've fixed that flaw, and one of the LCSs is on the way. Now, if the colors of the U.S. Army's 11th Airborne Division could talk, they might soon be complaining about a change in the weather. Because this airborne division, the warm weather division at the moment, is not going to be warm for long. They're going to Alaska. They're going to replace some of the Army in Alaska. Which is okay. I mean, after all, you've got Fort Drum up there in upstate New York where they train all the time for cold weather training. Because after all, it is cold and there is snow on the ground up there for about 6 months of the year. I know I used to live up that way. So there you go. Now, what are we going to do with all this military equipment that is sitting around? I was talking to somebody at the Red River facility where they have a lot of military surplus equipment. And they basically went in there and took out rows of equipment. I'm not going to tell you what they sent, but they took out rows of equipment, loaded up on trains, and sent it east to be loaded onto some big aircraft and flown over to the Ukraine. You'll probably be hearing soon about what's going on because we are apparently starting to ship things out of our some of our busier arsenals that we haven't been talking about lately in a while. We'll see how that works out. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. It's going to be a fun time. Always have a lot of fun with Chris. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
You found. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Chris, and we'll get to Chris in a minute here, but I need to tell you that this segment with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and they're part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, the MDX, which is the new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, 345 horsepower SUV, is really loaded with a bunch of creature comforts, really. You need to stop by and check out this vehicle. They're located over on Florida Avenue, North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, right there side by side. And you can find out more about them by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, when you go over there, make sure you schedule a test drive. And by the way, your used vehicle, your trade-in, is commanding a lot more money than what it used to be. You might be shocked to find out what it's worth in a trade-in on a Moss Acura. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I heard your show this weekend, and I was listening to a couple things there, and I don't know if somebody called you and asked you a question or whatnot, but I did get a call, or I'm sorry, I did get a message from a woman who wanted me to ask you the following question. Now, Bitcoin over the weekend, the price dropped, and the crypto market lost $200 billion. Mm-hmm. This woman is considering whether or not she should invest in Bitcoin. And I couldn't tell her anything other than, well, if it were me, the answer would be no.
It's not an investment. It's a speculation move. If you want to speculate on something, I mean, it's all well and good, but you better go into it understanding that you could lose all of your money. That's just the reality of it. To me, investing means I'm trying to buy something that's actually productive.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. It doesn't produce anything. It's made up money, and it's based upon a belief system. If people believe that it's worth $100,000, it's worth $100,000. People believe it's worth $5,000, it's worth
$5,000. Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what you're getting yourself involved with. So in my opinion, you can want to speculate on something like that. Fine, go ahead. You know, somebody speculated and you know, did well on that horse this past weekend. But
the
reality of the situations more often than not doesn't work out that well.
Yeah, that was quite the race. All right, let's go to the telephone line. We've got Mike in Clearwater. Mike, what's your question for the Watchdog?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Captain. You know, Chris, the Fed raised the rate a half a point, and this guy says, oh, well, you know, it's going to be a soft landing. We believe that, you know, everything's going to be fine, but yet the market's lost, what, 2,000 points in the last 2 weeks. They say now the recession is a reality. We just came out of a pandemic-induced recession, so is this going to be an excuse for the Dems to, oh, more stimulus, people need help with their rent, and people need, you know, are we going to start spending gobs of money more that we don't have? So what do you think is coming down the pipe? Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Go ahead, Chris.
I think it's going to be difficult to get that to fly. They couldn't get Build Back Better through, and the reality is that anybody with half a brain knows that that $1.9 trillion bill that Biden pushed through that's one of the main reasons why we're dealing with inflation.
That's
right.
Correct. Now. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So you know, government spending is just going to make it worse. I mean, we were told not too long ago when they didn't pass for Build Back Better and the child tax credit expired and all these things expired that the sky was going to fall and the world was going to end, and that's just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one of the best ways of dealing with the situation right now is cutting government spending. And I don't think there's going to be enough of an appetite. I'm sure there's going to be some people that will push for more handouts and giveaways, but I just don't think that they have the votes for anything like that at this point in time.
I agree with you, but Janet Yellen, did you see what she said when she was asked about, well, we were told that the 1.9, I guess it's trillion, was not going to increase the bottom line. It wasn't going to cost us any more money. And it did. It added everything. And we all knew that. We all knew it was going to do that.
Well, that's, you know, part of the issue is, you know, also, you know, the Federal Reserve, you know, prints a lot of money. So the government can spend money, and they increase their balance sheet. And, you know, what they're doing right now is trying to run off a lot of this balance sheet to $9 trillion and kind of suck up some of this excess money supply. And, you know, hopefully they're able to do that sooner rather than later. But, yeah, government spending would just make matters worse.
Okay, a couple of things. One is energy related. I'll go to that first. A U.S. energy crisis is emerging. And electricity power grid operators are warning of electricity shortages. Gosh, I seem to remember something about electric cars and, oh, we're going to build all these platforms, we're going to have power. Yep, sure we are.
Well, yes, you know, we have a habit, you know, of not, you know, putting the proverbial cart before the horse. When it comes to things, I mean, you want to do something, okay, you know, we got to get from this point to this point, how do we go about doing it? And obviously, you know, improving the electric grid and having the necessary amount of electricity, that's obviously a big important part of this electrification of America and the electrification of, you know, the whole of automobiles. And it's not just that, too. It's that they want to push for electrification. They don't want to have any more gas stoves, and they want to get rid of a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm saying, we're just not there yet as far as our production is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll talk about Elon Musk, because once again, he's in the news, and maybe for all the right reasons this time. He's aiming to increase Twitter's annual revenue to some $26.4 billion by 2028, and he might even do it sooner, up from $5 billion last year.
Well, that's why he bought the company. He felt that it's an undervalued, not so much it's valued properly, but he feels that there was potential there to obviously make more money with the company. And he, you know, looking to get investors. He obviously, you know, showed him what he wanted to do, try to generate those revenues. Then he'll probably turn around and sell it, take it public again. So, yeah, it's a smart move.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would you like to be a fly in the wall when Biden gives his speech about the inflation, and it'll be a contrasting plan to what the Republicans are talking about, I've been told.
I knew he was speaking this week. I didn't know what it was going to be in regards to the economy.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah. Would it be a fly in the wall? Is this not going to be publicized or public?
Well, I don't know. You got the G7 going on. I wonder if he's going over there. I don't know where he's going. I didn't check the rest of the story.
Yeah. I'd have to see, you know, exactly what they say. But again, I think that, you know, for most people that, you know, have a couple brain cells mm-hmm. rubbed together, a lot of the stuff is going to fall on deaf ears mm-hmm. because everything that they've been telling us has been inaccurate.
Now, a lot of people like to invest in, say, heavy military. Mm-hmm. I'll call it that for lack of better words. The CEO of Lockheed Martin is now hustling making weapons, and he said they're looking to double the Javelin missile production over the next 12 months. I think they'll do it.
Well, they're sending the stuff over to Ukraine. I mean, you know, more
yep.
big. Again, I don't know, Vladimir Putin's been threatening to target various different convoys. Who knows if he's even able to do that? War's a big business. There's no doubt about that.
Did you see who showed up over the weekend in Ukraine?
Oh, Jill Biden, yeah.
Did you see who showed up right behind her?
No, I didn't.
Justin Trudeau.
Oh, he was there too, Al.
Yep, same day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I wasn't paid, I don't follow Canada that much, but again, I don't know what, you know, that's great. You're going there, all that, you know, the show of whatever that means,
yep.
but I don't.
Well,
really,
we have a lot of Canadians that are listening to us because we have an affiliate that's right up there, right up there north of Toledo on this side of the lake, the east side of the lake. And the signal that they have goes into Canada, amongst other places. So I might have to play the Canadian national anthem a couple times.
Listen, I don't know what it's going to do. I mean, if you want to, you know, show solidarity, support, whatever it may mm-hmm. be. You're doing things like this, it seems like it'd be a logistical nightmare.
All right. Well, I hear the music. That means I got to let you go. And you and I will have this conversation again tomorrow. So stay low. Have a great day up there.
You got to have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski. That's my buddy. He and I have been traipsing back and forth with each other for 20 years. 20 years. He's a good guy. He can help you out. Chris Markowski. All right. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, the website. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.